This program is brought to you by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraic O Tuama. Now in paperback and featuring immersive reflections on 50 powerful poems.
Hi, I'm Kendra DiColo, author of I Am Not Trying to Hide My Hungers from the World, and Poem A Day guest editor for the month of March. I hope that you enjoy today's offering brought to you by the Academy of American Poets.
Hi. This is Patrick Rosal, and I'm reading Yes, It Will Rain, or Prayer for Our First Home, to Mary Rose. Here is our little yard, too small for a pool or chickens, let alone a game of tag or touch football. Then again, this stubborn patch of crabgrass is just big enough to get down flat on our backs with eyes wide open and face the whole gray sky just as a good drizzle begins. I know. We've had a monsoon of grieving to do, which is why I promise to lie beside you for as long as you like or need. We'll let our elbows kiss under the downpour until we're soaked like two huge nets left beside the sea whose heavy old ropes strain stout with fish. If we had to, we could feed a multitude with our sorrows. If we had to, we could name a loss for every other drop of rain. All these foreign flowers you plant from pot to plot with muddy fingers, passion, jasmine, tuberose, we'll sip the dew from them, my darling. Here is the door I promised. Here is our broken bowl. Here, my hands. In the home of our dreams, the windows open in every weather, doused or dry. May we never be so parched. About this poem, Mary Rose and I endured many decades trying to figure out where to live. Finally stable, our confusion was so deep, she'd often stop me, touch my hand, and say, "You live here." We felt unsettled about settling down. This poem proceeds from uncertainty, affirmation, supplication, promise, lament, a need to declare, "My beloved is my home, and I hers." Not to possess the water and the terrain, but to listen to it, fashioning a space together for grieving, song, work, gathering, rest. Amid our troubles, may we tend to each other and the land with such sacred, imperfect attention.
Poem A Day is the original daily poetry series featuring new poems by today's poets. Produced by the Academy of American Poets, this free digital series is made possible by you, our readers and listeners. Learn more about Poem A Day, and if you can, please consider supporting this work by visiting poets.org/give.